Farmers in Northeast Louisiana are using drones to increase crop yield and reduce expenses, thanks to an innovative program to quickly check crop health. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Time now for the ULM Forum, an interview series that looks at the relationship between the University of Louisiana Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. During a busy growing season, farmers don't always have time to walk hundreds of acres and make sure their crops are healthy. Students at ULM are helping by using unmanned aerial vehicles to identify and even predict problem areas. Dr. Sean Chenoweth works with the drone farming program at ULM. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So first, tell us, how does this process work?
I have an app that we use. It looks like a Google Earth interface, and you draw a polygon, we call it a geofence. Once that is drawn around the property, you connect to a remote controller, and it transfers that polygon to the unmanned aerial system or drone, and it automatically takes off, and it will fly a grid pattern over the field. Over a 50-acre field, it will collect about 250 to 300 images. Once that data is collected, it takes an image about every 2 seconds. It lands automatically where it took off from, and you can go back to the office, and that's all it takes. We don't fly them. We watch them fly because there's no pilot out there that's good enough to fly this thing in that precise grid pattern.
So what's the kind of data that you get back?
It depends on what kind of sensor that you have on the unmanned aerial vehicle. We have regular RGB cameras. We have an infrared, and it can essentially shows you three things: where the healthy area is, where the stressed area is, and where the dead areas are.
This could take the place of a farmer having staff walk through the entire field, right?
Exactly. No staff person can ever see what the camera can see. If you have somebody walk that, if something's just a few rows over, they may not see, especially with tall corn or tall soybeans. Once you get all those images back in the lab, you can download that data to a computer, and it will stitch those hundreds of images together into one gigantic map.
And then what can the farmer do with that data?
It shows you where the problem areas are. It could be wet, it could be dry, it could be a fungus, it could be a weed. We see this in fields all the time where there are huge swaths of field that are bright and beautiful and need nothing, and then other areas that need some serious treatment.
So what's the potential impact on the business of agriculture, being able to have this data and be able to, from a monetary standpoint, to be better at business?
Unmanned aerial systems is a tool in the toolbox of precision agriculture. The first major breakthrough is having self-steering tractors. When you go out to spray, so that the nozzle turns on based on a map that you load onto your John Deere tractor. So it can save lots of money.
So the bottom line is that you can spend less money treating crops that don't need treating and ultimately save money and increase your yield per acre, right?
Right. Farmers don't like spending money when they don't have to, and this is a really good excuse for them not to spend money on chemicals. The ultimate goal of precision agriculture and unmanned aerial systems is reducing the number of inputs and increasing the output of the crop.
Dr. Sean Chenoweth is an associate professor of geosciences and also co-leads the unmanned aerial systems at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Sean, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for inviting me.